This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. President Joe Biden is issuing a budget plan that details his vision for a second term. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
It's budget rollout day in Washington, and President Biden's spending proposal is aimed at getting voters' attention as he seeks re-election. It's an election year blueprint for what the future could hold if the president and enough Democrats win in November. Among other things, he's pitching lower health care and prescription drug costs, tax breaks for families, and higher taxes on the rich and corporations.
A fair tax code. It's how we invest things to make this country great. Healthcare, education, defense, and so much more.
If it becomes law, the Biden budget could trim federal deficits by $3 trillion over a decade, but it's unlikely to pass both the House and Senate. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Palestinians have begun fasting for Ramadan. The Muslim holy month arrived with ceasefire talks at a standstill, hunger worsening across the Gaza Strip, and no end in sight to the five-month-old Israel-Hamas war. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Prayers were held outside amid the rubble of demolished buildings late Sunday. Some people hung fairy lights and decorations in packed tent camps, and a video from a UN school-turned-shelter showed children dancing in spraying foam as a man sang into a loudspeaker. For many, there was little to celebrate after 5 months of war that has killed over 30,000 Palestinians and left much of Gaza in ruins. Families will ordinarily break the daily fast with holiday feast, but even where food is available, there is little beyond canned goods, and the prices are too high for many. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.